In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On this, the 16th shopping day until Christmas, the secular world is beautifully decorated with happy and gentle images of smiling snowmen, winking Santas, joyful music, and beautiful decorations. There are songs of peace on earth, and even shocking displays of the baby Jesus in places where at other times of the year this would be forbidden. Some radio stations are committed to playing Christmas music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is no doubt about it. We have entered the so-called holiday season, the season of good cheer, the season of hopes and dreams, the season when everyone, even all the Scrooges in the world, are motivated to be just a little nicer and friendlier. After all, this is the most wonderful time of the year. And so you come to church on this second Sunday in Advent, and what do you hear? For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. People fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the power of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. People being set ablaze and burning in an oven. Distress of nations and people fainting with fear at the coming of the Son of Man. Everybody. Fa la 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 la. La 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 la. Right. Yeah. These readings seem a bit out of place, don't they? They just don't jive with the festive and happy atmosphere all around us at this time of the year. And yet these are the readings that Christians have heard in the church on this day for over 1,000 years. Why? Because the Christian church knows something the secular world doesn't. Namely, that the season of Advent is a penitential season in which we not only anticipate the glorious coming of our Lord in the manger, but also the glorious coming of our Lord as King and Judge on the last day. And as we anticipate both our Lord's coming as an infant long ago and His coming as King and Judge in the near future, we are called to examine ourselves to see if we are prepared. You see, Advent was never meant to be a season of extended celebration capped off by a grand celebration on Christmas Day. It was always and still is meant to be a season of examination and repentance. And so the Christian church puts these readings before you this day not to bring you down and to put a damper on your festive mood, but to remind you of the truth of our Lord's second coming and to urge you to repentance that you might be prepared when that day does arrive. And the truth of the matter is that there is no better time of the year to be reminded of Judgment Day than this time of the year, for this is the time of the year when we are no doubt least prepared. Whether we want to admit it or not, we're all guilty of getting wrapped up in the worldly holiday season. We're so busy shopping and baking and decorating and preparing for time we'll spend with family and friends that our Lord's second coming is the last thing on our mind. It is so easy for us to fall asleep on the watch, especially at this time of the year, for our eyes are focused on so many other things. And so it is good, very good, for us to hear these words from our Lord at this time of the year. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But you stay awake at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. It is good for us to hear these words, especially at this time of the year, for the truth is that we have allowed our hearts to be weighed down with the cares of this life. We have fallen prey to the secular world's traditions at this time of the year and sadly have forsaken the traditions of our church. We have forgotten what Advent is truly all about. Sure, we piously go about reminding people that Jesus is the reason for the season, but it is we, my friends, who need to be reminded of this ourselves. Who among us could possibly make the claim that they've stayed awake at all times on the watch at this time of the year? Repent. The truth is that our Lord's second coming is to be a source of hope and joy for we who believe in Him. That's why our Lord tells us to straighten up and raise your heads when we see Him coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Rather than running with fear and trying to hide on that day, we're exhorted to straighten up and raise our heads at the sight of our Lord. And yet, if we're truly honest with ourselves, when we picture our Lord coming in great glory, we probably don't picture ourselves straightening up and raising our heads. That's because we know how sinful we are, how many lies we've told, how much pride, lust, and greed is in our hearts, how much we love to gossip and betray our neighbors, how little we have cared for the Lord and His church, how often we have failed to abide in His Word because we have wanted things our way. When we take stock of our lives, the truth is that we find utter failure and sin. But that's good, my friends. That's very good. That's the whole point. For it is only when we find that utter failure and sin in ourselves that we are forced to our knees and led to truly repent and call out to the Lord to have mercy upon us. This is why the Lord warns us time and time again in His holy word to keep watch and stay alert, that we would be led to examine ourselves and repent, for the truth is that we can fall from grace. We can lose the faith once given to us. There is no such thing as once saved, always saved, even though some believe that to be the case. The true Christian life is a life of daily repentance. We must never grow lax and think, I've got my ticket to heaven punched. I'm okay. I need nothing more. Instead, what our Lord constantly urges upon us is to always be confronted with His holy law in order that we see our sinfulness and turn to Him in repentance and faith. That, my friends, is what Advent is really all about. It's a season of penitence, a time when we take stock of our lives, and when we honestly take that stock of our lives, we find how sinful and how often we have failed, and thus turn to the Lord in repentance and faith. And when that happens, my friends, when you are brought to your knees because of your sins, then you are truly prepared to hear the glorious good news of the gospel that Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, has taken all of your sins, all of them, every single one of them, upon Himself on the cross and put an end to them with His holy and precious blood. It is for sinners like you that Jesus came. It is for sinners that like you that Jesus still comes in His holy word and sacraments to gift you with forgiveness, life, and salvation. And it is for redeemed sinners like you that He is coming back to bring you and all His saints into His glorious eternal kingdom, where you will dwell with Him and all the saints and angels in perfect paradise, where sin is finally gone forever, where there is no more pain and sorrow, but only eternal bliss, full of peace, comfort, and joy. And so heed the word of your Lord today. Repent and believe and come to the table to receive the Lord's very body and blood, that you may be strengthened for the watch, that you may be prepared to stay awake during this busy time of the year, and always come and receive a foretaste of the feast to come when our Lord does finally appear in great glory on the last day. Come and dine with Him, even as you will, forever in His kingdom. In His holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.